insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وقوم نوح لما كذبوا الرسل أغرقناهم وجعلناهم للناس آية وأعتدنا للظالمين عذابا أليما
And the people of Noah, when they denied the messengers, we drowned them, and we made them for mankind a sign. And we have prepared for the wrongdoers a painful punishment.
As you have been previously with us, we started discussing the new section of this chapter. From the 35th verse, this surah starts talking about the destiny of the previous people, who denied their prophets, denied the signs of their Lord, and what happened to them. At first, it was started with the story of Moses, his brother Aaron, that they were sent to the people who rejected the signs of the Almighty Allah, and the result was that they were destroyed completely. Now, the 37th verse of chapter Furqan says, وَقَوْمَ نُوحٍ لَمَّا كَذَّبُوا الرُّسُلَ أَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ آيَةٌ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا And the people of Noah, when they rejected the messengers, so we drowned them, we made them a sign for mankind, and we have prepared for the unjust a painful chastisement. In this verse, the Holy Quran implies that when the people of Noah denied the divine messengers, Allah drowned them, made their fate as a lesson for all human beings. So this verse is the continuation of the previous verses. It is narrating the history, it is explaining the destiny of the former pagans, it is a kind of statement of how they were destroyed and why they were destroyed, more importantly. And it is at the same time sympathizing with the Holy Prophet, with the people, with his nation and ummah. And on the other hand, it is prohibiting the today's pagans from what is unlawful.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد
الوعد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qum.
At first, the verse says, وَقَوْمَ نُوحٍ, and the people of Noah, which means, and remember the people of Noah? لَمَّا كَذَّبُوا الرُّسُلِ, when they rejected the messengers, أَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ, we drowned them, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ آيَةً, and we made them a sign for mankind. It is interesting that the Holy Quran says they rejected the messengers, not only one messenger, because there is not any difference in principles between the call of messengers and the prophets of Allah. If one of them is denied, it means that all of them are denied. Of course, we know they were the people of Noah, so they only had one prophet. So this verse, when it says, لَمَّا كَذَّبُوا الرُّسُلُ, because they denied not just the teachings of one prophet, the principal teachings of all the prophets are the same. They have all invited people to monotheism. So if you deny one, you have denied all of the others. And moreover, those people were basically against the call of all divine prophets. They denied all religions. So there seems to be no difference, even if another prophet or the same prophet brought them another kind of religion, they also denied it. So the denial of the prophets has got both worldly chastisement and hereafter punishment. That is why the Holy Verse continues saying, أغرقناهم, we drowned them. The second chastisement, جعلناهم للناس آية, we made them a sign for all mankind, the previous ones and the next ones to come. And a general principle, أعتدنا للظالمين عذابا أليما, we have prepared for the unjust a painful chastisement. At first, if you deny the teachings of the prophets, if you deny the signs of the Almighty Allah, if you deny the messengers and the prophets of Allah, you are among the unjust. Being unjust does not essentially mean that you usurp the others. We also have another kind of usurpation, which is the spiritual one. So by merely denial, you are from among the unjust. But the principle is that your own destiny is only changed by you yourself and no one else. That is why in the beginning of the verse we read, كَذَّبُوا الرُّسُلُ, they denied the messengers, and as a result, which was the nature of their action, أَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ, we drowned them, جَعَلْنَاهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ آيَةً, we made them a sign for all mankind, وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا, we prepared for the unjust a painful chastisement. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. Your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.